You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey guys, and welcome to the JRE Review, where I review Joe Rogan Experience podcasts. It's as simple as that. Coming to the end of the week, and there's been some great podcasts. Today's one is podcast 1276 with Ben Shapiro. He's a very polarizing figure. You obviously heard of him. Smart dude. What do you think of him, right? What's your opinion? Oh, and also exciting, coming up to the end of the week, I believe on Saturday, Kevin Hart's going to be on the podcast, and he has a new comedy special. Don't know if you've seen it on Netflix. I've heard some people talk about it. I haven't had a chance to, but that's going to be a great one. So I'm really looking forward to that. But anyway, back to Ben Shapiro. Let's start the review.
Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want?
So yes, Ben, polarizing figure indeed. He's a Jewish guy. A lot of people see him as alt-right, which doesn't make a ton of sense, because I don't know why a Jewish guy, a devout Jewish guy, would be lumped into the same category as white supremacists that obviously are not big fans of Jewish people. That seems strange, but we like to lump people in to categories and just say, this is who you are. I do like these podcasts with Ben. You get to hear that he's obviously a super smart guy, fucking way smarter than I ever be. He thinks very carefully about his answers, and he also stands strong to his own beliefs, which you've got to give a bit of respect for. But what's nice about it is he doesn't necessarily impose or force his view on others. He just, you know, he thinks people should have different opinions and stand behind them, have good reason for them. And overall, the overarching motivation is to be a good person and, you know, working that in. He has some controversial views, which Joe gets into towards the end of the podcast, and we'll talk about in a little bit. He opens up with something really interesting, like the structure of politics now. So whereas before, he basically says there's a few options, right, for some controversy that someone's going to dig up in the past. You can either wait till it gets dug up and just admit that you were wrong, and people mostly would jump all over you. You could do kind of what Obama did, which was release a book and explain about his life when he was younger and some of the mistakes he's made, so he could get ahead of it that way, and that was dealt with. And now there's a new version, which is kind of what Trump does, where he just denies everything whenever he wants, completely dismisses it, and calls everything fake news. And Ben points out something quite interesting. He said the problem with that is it works really well, so it's going to encourage others to do the same. And then where do we get any information? Who are we going to believe? And are anyone even then responsible for their actions in some degree? I thought that was kind of cool. It's like this complete denial of the events is super effective. Now, can everyone pull it off? Who knows? I mean, Trump is obviously a master at it, but other people are going to learn, and there certainly will be more people in the future doing the same thing because it seems effective. It's effective just to be like, no, that wasn't me. I didn't do it. I don't know what you're talking about. That was made up. And they're like, we have footage. In fact, you just said it 5 minutes ago. No, that wasn't me. That was someone else. And for whatever reason, that seems to work. They talk somewhat, of course, about the online banning, things like Alex Jones and all the rest of it. Ben said look, I'm not a fan of Alex Jones, but he shouldn't be banned, especially when people that are more harmful potentially are not getting banned. And who's making these decisions? You know, there should be a sort of free speech rule to this. And it's important to have information out, even if it's garbage, right? Because people can make up their own minds and decide what's going on. And you counter the argument with more information. That theory is sound, unless, I guess, just too many people are getting behind things that are complete nonsense, like this flat earth business. Because hold on a second. It's like, okay, well, you've allowed that kind of dialogue to continue, and a bunch of people have jumped on board, and we all at times have liked getting behind conspiracy theories. But if you get somebody that's really good at selling you on a theory like Flat Earth, if they make a really good documentary, I mean, it's just a persuasive pile of nonsense. So you got to be a little bit careful there for sure. Ben switches gears a little bit and jumps into really what does make him a conservative individual. He says he's not a big fan of government, or at least huge government, which is no surprise for any conservative person. He just thinks that the government is bad at everything, which is funny, right? Because it's the thing that runs everything. So, you know, what could be doing a better job? I mean, it's holding society together, but yep, he doesn't like it. And he's like, listen, the government does just like three things. They collect all your money, they spend money, and they do it on time. They're good at spending money, good at collecting it, and they have really all the guns. And this is how he kind of summed it up. I've never heard of anything quite so simplistic towards the way that the government works, but I kind of, you know, it's logical, right? I liked the way that they made sense of it. To me, that was funny. That was funny. Joe pushes him hard on the marijuana debate, or at least the drug debate. Ben's, you know, straight-laced. He's not really into that. Barely even drinks. Definitely doesn't like going out and partying. But, you know, one thing that they do agree on is that, you know, you don't want to do drugs or drink much when you're young. Your brain is developing. There's plenty of research behind that saying stay away from it. Allow yourself the chance, because you got to live with that brain for the rest of your life. And if it doesn't function well because you fuck it up over a few key years, potentially, then that's going to give you a real disservice. You know, you've got plenty of time to hit the drugs and all the rest of it later in life. So what does this mean, right? I mean, you know, they both agree that certain types of drugs can be beneficial if you're not well, if you're not mentally sound. You can take some prescription antidepressants and so on, antipsychotics, get your head going again. Ben Shapiro was talking about, I think, how his grandfather suffered from schizophrenia. They gave him lithium. He did a lot better. You know, but is there an argument for drugs being beneficial even if you're not mentally ill, right? So just take Joe, who seems to work and function pretty well, yet loves to smoke weed, loves to do all that. So is there an argument for drugs in that sense being beneficial? And that's something that Ben was really not picking up on. And really, summing up their conversation, they get into another portion that I think Joe felt like they disagreed slightly on, and that's, you know, the gay debate, if there is such a debate. But being devout religious man, Ben is not into celebrating the marriage of gay people. He says it goes against his religion. People can do whatever they want. He doesn't think it should be illegal, but he doesn't feel it in that way. And Joe was really pushing for Ben to change his opinion on this. But Ben really held strong to his beliefs, which in some ways you got to give respect for. I mean, he's not holding on to something necessarily that's promoting hate, but it is promoting some frustration, and it's probably making people that want to celebrate their marriage and be accepted, you know, feel pretty shitty. And I think that's what Joe was getting at. He's like, it's easy for you to have this opinion, but really what's going on? It's easy to say it, but if you were a gay man, you would feel differently. And kind of what Ben was saying is like, look, life's full of challenges. And if that is your challenge, then you have to, or you should, work within the confines of your beliefs and your religion and not act on it, which I think is a very difficult thing to do and easy to say when it doesn't necessarily affect you in that way. It was a good conversation. You know, I don't think minds would change, but it's cool to hear two people talk rationally, calmly about debates like this from very different ends of a scale, and not necessarily find a middle ground of understanding, but get to a point where At least they understand where each other's coming from, and they respect each other's opinions and those sorts of things. So it was a cool one. It was good, as always, full of information and lots of strong opinions. Smart people talking. Yeah, it was great. Check it out. And I think Ben has a new book out, too, that he's saying it's like the